AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A half century after the U.S. fought a secret war in Laos, President Obama is telling Laotians he hopes to open a new chapter in relations with this Southeast Asian country.
Even as it fought in neighboring Vietnam, the U.S. secretly dropped some 2 million tons of bombs on Laos, more than on Germany and Japan combined in World War II.
Given our history here, I believe that the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal.
The first sitting president ever to visit Laos, Obama announced a doubling of U.S. aid to clear unexploded bombs that still, decades later, claim scores of lives each year. And he promised closer trade and security ties with Laos as it and other countries in Southeast Asia eye an increasingly assertive China. Mark Smith, Washington.
There's a lot on the docket as Congress returns today from a seven-week break. But the AP's Jerry Boatlander reports one item tops the rest, finding a way to avoid a government shutdown.
The government's new fiscal year begins October 1st, but so far not even half of the bills needed to keep the government running have been approved. So as Congress gets back to work today after a longer-than-usual summer break, coming up with a stopgap spending bill is a top priority.
Lawmakers are scheduled to leave Washington again in early October to return home and campaign. Well, with Labor Day behind them, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are pushing ahead in top presidential battlegrounds in the South. Trump is set to campaign in Virginia and North Carolina today. Clinton will be in Florida. Travelers have been taking to social media to complain about long lines for British Airways flights in London. The airline says passengers are being checked in at Heathrow and Gatwick airports, but the process is slower than usual. British Airways has apologized for the delays caused by computer glitches in check-in systems, but warns that there may be further troubles. This is AP Radio News. A poll finds that support for the Black Lives Matter movement has increased among young white adults. Details from the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
The survey indicates a majority of white, black, Asian, and Hispanic young adults now support the movement calling for accountability for police in the deaths of African Americans. 51% of white adults between the ages of 18 and 30 say in a Gen Forward poll they now strongly or somewhat support Black Lives Matter. That's a 10-point increase since June. Other results show most young whites think the movement's rhetoric encourages violence against police, while most young blacks say it doesn't. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Even Beyonce needs to slow down once in a while.
Okay, ladies, now let's get informed.
Under doctor's orders for vocal rest, the superstar singer has postponed Wednesday's stop of her Formation World Tour at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. It's been rescheduled for October 7th. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.